107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, Sydney, you know it's always a pleasure. Love our weekly chats. Sydney, is it time for dessert already?
I think so, Jamie. I thought, you know what? We're overdue for a dessert recipe, especially since I fooled you all last week with our meatloaf cupcakes.
Love it. And we had a great response to those meatloaf cupcakes, by the way.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so glad to hear that. They are such a fun recipe.
Okay.
This week's recipe is great to enjoy either for dessert, or it can also be a great addition to any lunch or snack. So this week's recipe, it's a bit of a tongue twister. It's called chocolate cherry chia pudding.
I like the sounds of it, Sydney. Take it away.
Yeah, so for anyone who has tried chia pudding and loved it, this recipe is a great twist on a classic vanilla chia pudding. And for those who have never tried chia pudding before, this is a great recipe to try it for the first time, as it's just really bursting with that rich chocolate flavor. Chia seeds are also really high in soluble fiber, which is great for lowering our cholesterol and managing our blood sugar levels too. So to make this chia pudding, you're just going to combine a quarter cup of chia seeds, 1 tablespoon of cocoa powder, 1 cup milk or plant-based beverage, a quarter teaspoon vanilla, and 5 teaspoons of honey in a medium bowl. Stir well, then cover and refrigerate for about 1 to 2 hours. And then before serving, top with thawed frozen dark cherries, and then dig in and enjoy.
It sounds good. And what is it about that combination of chocolate and cherry that is so good? I just can't put my finger on it. Probably the chocolate, but there's something about chocolate and cherry that's so good.
You're so right, Jamie. It's almost reminiscent of like a Black Forest cake. It is just such a good flavor combo.
It's our recipe of the week, and of course, we'll have it available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Another tasty treat. Now, Sydney, let's talk about something that you're offering, school nutrition field trips. What's this all about?
Yes, so we are so excited at Zehrs Stratford to be able to offer our school nutrition field trips again after a long 2 years. So if you're a teacher or if you work at a school or you know somebody who works at a school, let them know, because this is such a great way to, you know, bring your school curriculum to life. We do hands-on activities. We talk about, you know, fruits and veggies and all the good stuff. So we offer them for students all the way from kindergarten all the way up to grade 12. So you can find my contact info on my Facebook page if you'd like more information about those, or you can also find me on Google.
It is such a great idea, school nutrition field trips with Zehrs, and I can imagine, you know, the kids have lots of questions, and it's great to engage the kids this way.
Absolutely. It's just such a great opportunity for that hands-on learning. We talk about the senses and all that good stuff. So they're definitely a ton of fun.
Okay. And again, anything else on the go with Sydney? Any more webinars or sessions coming up?
I will actually be having a Ditch the Diet webinar coming up at the end of April. So stay tuned for that information. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page very soon.
Okay. So again, lots of ways to reach out with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week, with webinars, and get details on the nutrition school field trips. That's a great idea. Sydney, what's the best way to reach out? Of course, your Facebook page is awesome. What's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, so you can also give me a call at 519-301-0827, or you can also find my email by Googling Stratford Zehrs Dietitian as well.
Fair enough. Now, it is spring, but we do have a fairly chilly weekend in store, Sydney. Any plans for the weekend?
Oh, you're so right. I am desperate to get out on some trails to get some fresh air. So I think I might be braving the chilly weather just to get out and about.
Sounds good. All right. Well, stay warm through the weekend. And we should mention, too, you and I will be chatting next Thursday with Good Friday. Next Friday, we'll move our conversation to Thursday so folks can listen for that. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian is there. Thanks again, Sydney.